Sinabi ng pamahalaang federal na gusto nilang humarap ang mga naghahanap ng asylum na dumarating na sakay ng mga bangka sa habang buhay na pagbabawal pumasok sa Australia. Inaasahan ni punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull na ito ay magdadala ng malakas at maliwanag na mensahe sa mga people smugglers.
This is a battle of will between the Australian people represented by its government and these criminal gangs of people smugglers. You should not underestimate the scale of the threat. These people smugglers are the worst criminals imaginable. They have a multi-billion dollar business. It is a battle of will. We have to be very determined to say no to their criminal plans.
Itinagdag ni Ginoong Turnbull na ang pagbabawal sa mga asylum seekers na nasa Nauru at Manus Island upang hindi kailanman makarating sa Australia ay magdadala ng pinakamaliwanag na posibleng mensahe. Hinihiling ng gobyerno sa parlamento na pagbawalan ang sinumang ipinadala sa Nauru o Manus Island upang iproseso ng imigrasyon pagkatapos ng 19 ng Hulyo taong 2013. Sinabi niya na gusto niyang ito ay mailagay sa batas bilang isang pangmatagalang polisa na unang ipinahayag ng Labor mahigit na 3 taon na ang nakakaraan.
The bill will apply to all taken to a regional processing country since the 19th of July 2013. The reason for that date is that is the date when Labor Prime Minister Kevin Rudd declared, and I quote, "As of today, asylum seekers who come here by boat without a visa will never be settled in Australia."
Sinabi ni Ginoong Turnbull na ang pagbabawal ay ipapataw kahit na sa mga taong napatunayang tunay na refugee o hindi at gagamitin sa lahat ng uri ng visa kasama ang mga nasa kategoryang turista at negosyante. Subalit ang mga naghahanap ng asylum na may edad na mas mababa sa 18 taon sa panahon ng pagpapadala sa kanila sa Nauru o Manus Island ay hindi kasali sa pagbabawal. Sinabi ni Ministro Peter Dotton ng Imigrasyon na ito ay isa sa pinakamalakas na pahayag na ginawa ng kasalukuyang gobyerno kaugnay ng polisa sa pagtatanggol ng hangganan.
There are still people, advocates in Australia and elsewhere, who are messaging to people on Nauru and Manus that at some stage you will come to Australia. And those people are living in false hope and it cannot continue. So today, through this legislation, we send a very clear message to all of the parties concerned that Australia will never be an option for people who seek to come here illegally by boat.
Sinabi naman ng pangalawang leader ng oposisyon, Tanya Plibersek, na maaga pa upang malaman kung susuportahan ng Labor ang panukalang batas. Nag-aalangan din ang Labor frontbencher Brendan O'Connor kung susuportahan nila ang balak na batas nang hindi nakikita ang panukala. Sinabi niya sa Sky News na ang polisa sa asylum seekers ay mananatiling isang nakakainis na paksa.
You know, what we've been supportive of have been when people are leaving country of transit where they're not fleeing persecution at that given moment. We've always believed that endangering their lives in that way has been awful. But with any legislation, you want to look at it, I mean, and see whether in fact it's fair and reasonable and it's consistent with our own commitments internationally.
Inakusahan naman ng gobyerno ng tagapagsalita ng partidong Greens, Nick Meakin, sa pagpaparusa sa mga naghahanap ng asylum. Nananawagan siya sa Labor na manatili laban sa legal na pagbabago.
Well, what we're doing today is calling on the Labor Party to stand firm, to show some compassion, to respect the fact that supporting this policy will mean innocent men, women and children are punished for doing nothing wrong, and it's time for the Labor Party to stand up and help the Greens and the crossbench knock this off in the Senate.
Sinabi naman ng abogado at tagapagtaguyod ng mga refugee David Mann na ang pangkalahatang pagbabawal sa mga naghahanap ng asylum ay parang labis. Sinabi niya sa ABC na walang magagawa ito upang maresolba ang malawak na pagkilala sa isang nakakapanlumo at hindi matanggap na sitwasyon para sa mga taong nasa kadiliman.
There are always going to be people who are either in Australia who came by boat, who've been brought back from Nauru or Manus Island, or indeed people in Nauru and Manus Island now, who simply can't be resettled anywhere or who can't be sent back to Nauru or Manus Island. To take away that humanitarian discretion is extremely problematic because we know that some people just simply can't be sent back.
Sinabi naman ni Elaine Pearson, direktor ng Human Rights Watch sa Australia, na ang hakbang ay salungat sa pangmundong batas. Ipinahayag niya sa Sky News na hindi niya alam kung may iba pang bansa ang sumubok na gumamit ng ganitong pagbabawal.
And under the UN Refugee Convention, there are provisions saying that you can't discriminate and pick and choose which asylum seekers or which refugees you would take. So clearly this move is discriminatory, and I think there could be grounds whereby Australia is signatory to the Refugee Convention. You know, a case could be made that, you know, such a lifetime ban on asylum seekers and refugees goes against Australia's legal obligations.
Samantala, nagpahiwatig ng pangsang-ayon ang pinuno ng partidong One Nation, Pauline Hanson, sa balak na pagbabawal. Nag-tweet siya na magandang makita na ang gobyerno ay nagbibigay ngayon ng mga pahayag mula sa One Nation, kagaya noong nagdaang panahon.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.